Alam Koti Vaishnavi Niki Jai, Ramacharya Shri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. प्रेत कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री वैत विराट और श्री बसरी गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंज लाल कुंज की गौड़ा की, श्री वृंदावन धाम की, श्री माई पूर्णावधि धाम की, तुलसी देवी भक्ति देव की, माई कम माई की, ग्रंथराज श्री भव धाम की, श्री रख हर श्री रख की, भगवेश समुदाय भगवेश के समुदाय
We're continuing with the reading of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, talks between Narada and King Prishnapati. And the text today is 38. So, Achira,
Achira,
Eva,
Eva,
Rajarshe,
Rajarshe,
Suchirareva Rajarshe,
Suchirareva Rajarshe,
Syat,
Syat,
Achuta,
Achuta,
Prakashayaha,
Prakashayaha,
Syat, Achuta, Prakashayaha,
Syat, Achuta, Prakashayaha,
Shrimata,
Shrimata,
Shadathanasya,
Shadathanasya,
Shundata Shadathanasya,
Shundata Shadathanasya,
Nidhira,
Nidhira,
Sya,
Sya,
Adiyataha,
Adiyataha,
Nidhira, Sya, Adiyataha,
Nidhira, Sya, Adiyataha,
Sachidare Varajarshe,
Sachidare Varajarshe,
Syarachuta Kakashayaha,
Syarachuta Kakashayaha,
Shrimbata Shraddhanasya,
Shrimbata Shraddhanasya,
Nidhyada Syaradhiyataha,
Nidhyada Syaradhiyataha,
Sachidare Varajarshe,
Sachidare Varajarshe,
Shrimpatashradhanasya
Nityadasyadhiyataha Shrimati Radharshe, Shyamachuta Kathasraya, Shrimata Sadhanasya, Nityadasya
Adhiyataha,
Shrimati Radharshe, Shyamachuta Kathasraya, Shrimatashradhanasya, Nityadasyadhiyataha,
Achira,
very soon,
Eva,
certainly,
Raja Rishi.
Raja Rishi.
O best of kings.
O best of kings.
Sya. Becomes.
Becomes.
Achyuta.
Achyuta.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Tha.
Tha.
Narrations.
Narrations.
Ashrayaha.
Ashrayaha.
Depending upon.
Depending upon.
Shumata.
Shumata.
Of one who is hearing.
Of one who is hearing.
Shadatthamasya.
Shadatthamasya.
Faithful.
Faithful.
Nityada.
Nityada.
Always.
Always.
Sya.
Sya.
Becomes.
Becomes.
Adhiyata.
Adhiyata.
By cultivation.
By cultivation.
Translation. O best of kings, one who is faithful, who is always hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always engaged in the culture of Krishna consciousness and in hearing of the Lord's activities, very soon becomes eligible to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. Would you like to repeat? O best of kings.
O best of kings.
One who is faithful.
One who is faithful.
Who is always hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Who is always hearing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Who is always engaged in the culture of Krishna consciousness.
Who is always engaged in the culture of Krishna consciousness.
And in hearing of the Lord's activities.
And in hearing of the Lord's activities.
Very soon becomes eligible.
Very soon becomes eligible
to see the Supreme Personality of God.
To see the Supreme Personality of God
face to face.
Face to face.
Srila Prabhupada's purport. Constant engagement in the transcendental loving service of Vasudeva means constantly hearing the glories of the Lord. The principles of Bhakti Yoga, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Devanam, are the only means by which perfection can be attained. Simply by hearing of the glories of the Lord, one is elevated to the transcendental position. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padapamadam Sri Guru Nivaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sarvajatam Sahana-ranata-vidam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahana Shri-chakram vikam-shyam He Krishna karuna sindho Dikamadho jagatare Dohe-chakram vikam-shyam Radha-nanda-namostute Tatra-nanchana-kona-nge Radhe-vindra-vishvare Dushra-nanda-sute Pranam-e-kane-priye Shakalpa-dhyo-dhyasya, Krupa-sindhu-dhyayakasya, Parinam-bhavne-dhyo, Vaishnav-dhyo, Namo-dhamma. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu-dhyananda, Shri Adhita-gadadhara, Shri Vasa-dhyo-dhyananda. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sochidade Varagarshe, Syada Chuta Patashaya, Chintata Shadadhanasya, Nityada Syada Yataha. O best of kings, one who is faithful, who is always hearing the glories of the Personality of Godhead, who is always engaged in the culture of Krishna consciousness, and in hearing of the Lord's activities, very soon becomes eligible to see the Supreme Personality of God face to face. Another verse about hearing in the process of direct devotional service, which is mentioned by the Yogendras in the 11th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam as being the direct process of worshiping the Lord. And on that path, it says, Kavi Yogendra, Even if one runs with eyes closed, one will not trip and fall on the process of devotional service because it is a direct process. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna reassures his devotees by saying, Apiche sugaracharo khatite mamananyaha sadhudeva samantabhya samyam vyavasito visara. That even if one is a loose character in the beginning, that is, cannot balance the worldly part of his life with the devotional part, and sometimes becomes overcome with worldliness while engaged in the process of devotional service, that person is still to be considered saintly. In fact, Krishna says emphatically he must be considered saintly as a sadhu, because he's properly engaged in devotional service, and Sri Kam Bhavati Dharmatma Shashva Shanti Vidashiti Kamteya Pratijani He Nami Bhakti Vinashiti, Krishna says in the next verse. Then very quickly he'll come to the perfectional stage, and he tells Arjuna to declare boldly that my devotee is never vanquished. So, hearing is the is our sonic theology. There's a book called Sonic Theology. Sonic theology also expressed iti murta vidaniya mantra murtam murtikam yajate yakya purusham sasam yad harshana duma. Narada Muni tells this disciple Srila Vyasadeva in the fifth chapter of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam that the best form of Krishna, actually he says the easiest way to see the form of Krishna is through sound. Iti murtya vidaniya, we only have to know the word murti means form. I'm going to get a murti of Krishna. And murti also means difficulty, or difficult. And amurti, amurtikam, means without difficulty. So, iti murti avidanena mantra murtiam amurtikam. That what is normally difficult, that is, it's difficult to see the Lord. In fact, there are many ideas about how to see God. And just as if, actually, we should be very hungry to see the Lord, or thirsty to taste the nectar of the Lord. And someone may say, you can quench your thirst. The Lord is in Vaikuntha. And that is as if to say, I'm very thirsty, and someone says, then you may get water from that cloud. It's not very helpful, right? I'm thirsty now, but you say it's the water's in the cloud. Not very helpful for me. Although theoretically it's okay, so we say the Lord is in Vaikuntha. But how can I know Krishna in Vaikuntha? And someone else may say that he comes at various times in various avatars in the world. But I'm not there now when that avatar is present. Sometimes in the desert there are what are called flash floods. A flood comes out of nowhere and washes across the land. One has to be there in order to pick that water. Not very helpful either. But someone must say, there's water in the well, you can quench your thirst. But still, I need a bucket, I need a rope. When we were just hungry at New Brajadam, one devotee was telling us that the cleanness of getting water from a well, that is, a very deep well with a long cord and a crank, wears off after about the third bucket. Long way down, long way back up to get that water. So someone might say, the Lord is in your heart. But to find the Lord in the heart requires some paraphernalia and some technique. It is very difficult. Some people can sit for long periods of time to see the Lord in the heart. But Narada Muni says, iti murtya vidaniya mantra murtim amurtikam. You want the Lord without difficulty? Then mantra murti, you find the mantra murti, the Lord is present within sound. That is like water within the palm of your hand. You can just drink it at any time. He's personally present in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Of all the senses, the sense of hearing is the most amazing, arguably. The other day when I was, a few weeks ago when we were in Canada, up in Toronto, we went for a walk in the morning, walking down a long, quiet path called the ravine. And trees on either side, and then suddenly in the stillness of the morning as we were walking chanting Japa, a few devotees, I heard behind me one ding. And I didn't look back, but in my mind's eye I could see a bicycle coming. It was amazing because I envisioned it just from the one sound that the bicycle was approaching. And sure enough, about a minute and a half later, crunch, crunch, bicycle went by, man riding on the bicycle, even with the backpack that I had envisioned from previous experience, from hearing one sound, that one ding. So within the sound is compressed a lot of information. And also the mantra sometimes we compare to a zip file on the computer. You can click on one file and it opens up into volumes and volumes. The dissertation comes out and, you know, books are there and the information is expanded unlimitedly. So similarly in the mantra, everything is present, everything is available. Beginning of creation, when Lord Brahma was born, he came into darkness. And he couldn't tell of his origin. And tapastam tapayetena tapasiddhirvavishyati. Uvacha puratas tasmai tasya divya saraswati kama krishnai govinda he gopihani. Bhavaya payavaniya mantram te tasati priyam. Sri Ramasamita says, at that time, when he very sincerely put his palms together and prayed, the best mudra that we know, the worldly, a world famous mudra. There are many mudras we can do, but this is the best. It means, please help me. And Brahma put his hands together in prayer, and then divine Saraswati appeared before him and told him a mantra. And she gave him a Krishna mantra. And then she said, tapastam tapayetena tapasiddhirvavishyati. If you chant this mantra, then you will attain all perfection. And he did. Tathate susuchinam prinam govinamamidyam shvetati prapatim krishnam golokastam prapatam prapitya guna rupinya rupinya paripasitam sahasradala sampanye kruti kim chalka vrindite bhumishchintami stattra karnikari mahasane. Describe how through this tapasya of chanting the mantra, gradually he could envision Goloka, the entire spiritual world. And as he began to see Goloka, Atabe Ninarasa Trai Murti Manigati, Spuranti Prabhadesha Shimukha Chani Swayamuraha, Dayatri Naritas Tasna Dahitakya Sarodhika, Samskritas Charibuna Vijakam Agamakata. He was initiated. And he was initiated again by sound. The sound came from the flute, Atha Venu, from the Venu of Krishna. The sound came into the, how many ear holes of Brahma? Mathematicians?
Eight ear holes.
Eight ear holes of Brahma he entered in. And then from his four mouths came out the Kama Gayatri Mantra after he heard the flute song. Compressed within that was the information of his relationship with Krishna. He could understand that he was a maidservant of Krishna. And he could see, partially, not entirely at that time, but through the sound vibration of the flute, Nijata Magamatada, he became twice born by that sound. That same sound, which is now passed down through the parampara, the one spiritual master to disciple, is the flute song of Sri Krishna. Shishira Rupina Kita. The hearing process is so powerful that it transforms the heart. Satam prasangam nama bhirisam bhiro bhavanti krit karna vasayana kata taj joshana rashuva bhavar vardhani shara bhaktir bhaktir anukra mishiti. Lord Kapila Dev says that if you want association, you should have association with Satam. That is, those who are pure-hearted, they're sincere. And Satam prasangam, this is great association. In that kind of association, you hear things. You hear things. And it's a very beautiful sound. The sound you hear in the association of sadhus, or those who are sincere about going back and going back home, back to God, is very sweet and it's pleasing to hear. In fact, in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Avadhuta Brahman, who met King Yadu, Yadu asked him, how have you become so enlightened? And he said, I have 24 gurus who have enlightened me. He said, tell me who your gurus are. And he began to name the tree, the mountain, the Kararahat, the prostitute, the arrow maker. And then he came to, he said, water. And Yadu said, how would water your guru? And he said, from water I have understood the nature of a sadhu, the saintly person. Because water purifies everything it touches. Water, when it runs, is very pleasing to hear, soothes the senses. And water clarifies. If you look through water, you can see the other side. So sadhu is just like that. Satam prasanamabhiyasambhiyoga bhantikri karnadasayakata. In such association, you hear things. And those things that you hear, they enter into the ears. Normal medicine, it enters intravenously, or you take it through the, under the tongue. But this kind of medicine, actually, Bhagavatam says poetically, it enters within the ear and then within the heart. And then, while it's in the heart, touch Joshina Ashwapahargarmi, a transformation takes place. It creates a revolution in the heart. It's meant for a revolution of heart, to change the heart. And there's one devotee named Saint Kanyagya, who in Washington, D.C., distributes books. And he tells people, this is a book about a person who was stressed out. He had lost his will to do his job, and he became very discouraged. And after hearing this book, he was ready to do his job again. He was not confused, and he was ready to go. What happened here? Did he change his job? No. Did he change his clothes? No. He changed his heart. That's how he tells the Bhagavad Gita. And you read this, and you'll become like that. And so, the heart changes. It's a revolution of heart that takes place by the sound. It changes the heart and describes how it changes the heart. In the material world, everyone's on the path of pavarga, which means pa, pa, ba, ba, ma. The path of material life means that we're forced to work very hard because we're in debt. We're born into debt. Devarshi bhutatna vidam pitrinam na kintro naiva ni charadam sarvatana yasharanam charanam dhom kundam kariyukhikartam. Everyone owes something because we're taking. Material life means I'm taking, and therefore the bill comes at the end of the month and I have to pay. And it becomes, actually, life after life, our debt becomes so great that the Yoga Sutra says we can't even accommodate all that debt, therefore it is kept in storage for us. Huge storage lockers full of debt, a karmic debt waiting for us to pay off. Can't pay it all off. Therefore, when I'm born, immediately my parents start planning for how I'm going to work and where I'm going to work. You better get an education because you're going to work. Because you have to. There's no way around it. Pa, pa. How hard do you work? So hard, pa, that finial foam comes from your mouth. You may not like it, but boy, you better work. The way it goes. Pa, pa, pa. Pa means that it's all futile anyway, because whatever you get, you have to give back. And pa, paya means fear. Even while you're doing it, you're afraid it's going to go away. Even when you're doing well, when the stock market's way up, everyone starts speculating, it's going to go down again. There's no way around it. The fear factor is everywhere in the material world. So Krishna changes everything. And he's present within the sound, and therefore when I hear from the sadhus, then it becomes transformed from pavarga to apavarga, which means the path of liberation. As Krishna says in the 10th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, the letters I am the letter A. So if you have karma, and you put A in front of it, it becomes reversed. If you have pavarga, and you put Krishna in front of it, A, it becomes apavarga, N, reversed. So apavarga vartani, your path is back to Godhead because Krishna is there present within the sound. And touch joshana ashwapavarga vartani. Then very quickly you traverse this path. And what is it? Shraddha Tir Paktir Anukramishiki. Shraddha means, it's a dual word. Shraddha means heart. And da is an active verb. It means where you place something. So everyone's placing their heart somewhere, Krishna says in the beginning of the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. We place our hearts into something. My cause is to save border collie, or my cause is to, I don't know, to rob people, whatever it is, everyone's putting their heart but be somewhere. But the original Shraddha, the original faith, is for Krishna. So Nitya Nitya Sambandha Prakritischa Paraisa. I have an eternal kinship with the Lord, and it flows towards Krishna. But that becomes covered over, and through the process of hearing transcendental sound, it becomes uncovered. And my natural inclination to run after Krishna, my mind goes towards Krishna. Kunkunti says, my mind, let my mind be just like the Ganges, which during the rainy season, avaham, it overflows. And it's become so powerful, bubbling, hissing, coming down through the mountains, that it cannot be stopped. You can try to dam it up, but it'll go around and go under. One way or another, it flows towards the sea. So she says, let my consciousness, my attention, my mind be forever drawn to you, Krishna. In the same way as the Ganges is drawn to the ocean. Shraddha apir anukramishati, step by step, by the process of purification through transcendental sound, the natural inclination for the mind, for the soul, to chase after Krishna becomes manifest. Shruddhatam swa Krishna, punya shravana kirtana, kintam taksto hipadrani, nirumoti surinsatam. Lord Sri Krishna, who is the Paramatma, the super soul of everyone's heart, and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee, who relishes his messages, which are himself virtuous and properly heard and chanted. He's there, already within the heart, but he notices our intention, especially when we fix our mind on hearing. One thing I heard a long time ago that was a sutra that always helped me in my time management of my Krishna consciousness, is that Prabhupada said, God helps those who help themselves means helping oneself means placing oneself in front of transcendental sound vibration. Just get there. Showing up makes for a lot in this world. And if you show up where the transcendental sound vibration is and park yourself in front of it, then by the effect of the transcendental sound, how do you become purified? Even incidental hearing is powerful. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, there's a story of the wives of the Brahmins who came to Krishna in the forest. And when Krishna and his cowherd friends were coming through the forest, his friends said, we were very hungry. Please, can you arrange something? And Krishna said, just nearby, there's some Brahmins. They're getting ready for a big fire sacrifice. And there's still time in the yajna. There's certain intervals in the yajna when it's still okay to shoot food. So then, please go ask them. You go ask them that we're here in the forest and we'd like some charity. So the cowherd boys went to the Brahmins and they said, Krishna is in the forest and we're all hungry. Please get some food. We'll take it. And the Brahmins were puffed up. They thought that we know everything. In fact, we hear that sometimes when we distribute books. Here, have a look at this. I know everything. That's amazing. They knew everything. And they also weren't interested in some boys from the forest. So they ignored them. And the boys, you know what it's like when you become ignored. It's a very difficult situation. They went back to Krishna. And Krishna told them that is the way of begging. That sometimes people give and sometimes they don't. Don't be disturbed by that. It's just the way it is. And he said, now you go beg from the wives of the Brahmins. And this time, don't ask me my name, ask me the name of Balaram. He's from a higher caste. No, he's from a Vaishya. He's a Kshatriya. So surely they'll give something for him. So they went to the wives of the Brahmins and mentioned that Krishna and Balaram were nearby in the forest. And as soon as the wives of the Brahmins, who are engaged in assisting their husbands by putting together this feast and preparing all the food, heard the name Krishna and Balaram, that they were nearby, they dropped everything. They dropped their duty to their husband, they dropped the whole idea of the yajna, and they began gathering together all the food that was meant for the sacrifice and heading for the forest. spontaneous. Just by hearing about Krishna, spontaneously they dropped everything and ran away. The man walking down the street one day, and he sees a house burning, and he hears a child crying inside. He doesn't think about it. He just runs, crashes through the door, and rescues the child, and runs back out. The next day everyone says, "You're a hero. How did you do that?" He said, "I don't know how I did it. I didn't think. I just went inside. It felt natural." So this kind of spontaneous attraction for Krishna is a natural, it's the nature of the soul to be spontaneously attracted to Krishna, and it's reawakened by hearing, just as it was for the wives of the Brahmins, because they went to the forest and they saw Krishna and they embraced him within their hearts content, and they met him there in the forest. And the acharyas have revealed why they were in such a ready state to go into the forest. It was because previously, although they had never seen Krishna in their lives, they had heard about him. Where? When they went shopping. They went shopping, and some of the vendors nearby were actually gopis, the gopas, who were selling things in the market. There was a betel nut salesman who was a pure devotee of the Lord, and when they went to buy betel nut supplies, over the counter, he would mention things about Krishna. And just from that incidental hearing from a pure devotee of the Lord, they were already purvarag. It means before they even met, they already developed attraction. Naturally, even in this world, we see sometimes people, they've not met the movie star. They didn't meet Tom Cruise, but they heard about him. And they get Tom Cruise's poster and put it up, and then if they see Tom Cruise, and they'll run to him. The purvarag is before they meet him, they already have this attraction. So they had that by hearing about Krishna. And they spontaneously ran to Krishna because of that awakening feeling within their hearts to meet Krishna in the forest. So this is the awakening of our original nature, which is to be attracted to Krishna. And it comes specifically by hearing in the association of devotees. Shravanam, and then shravanam leads to kirtanam. Whatever we hear about, then we'll speak about, actually. Questions and reflections. If you have any reflection, means anything that's stuck in your mind, or a question?
Absolutely. Thank you for saying you. Very interested in your giving us some insight into the meaning of the word shraddha. Sometimes it's taken to mean kind of a firm belief or conviction. Could you perhaps elucidate on exactly what shraddha means?
Sure. I'll give it a bit. Sean. Well, as I said, shraddha means heart, and dha means the place, where you place your heart. So it's sort of unpacked. The meaning is unpacked. And the shastra, shraddha, shakti, vishash, kohe, sudhidhanishtoy, krishna, bhakti, koya, sarva, karma, krita, hoy. This is the full definition, which says shraddha means firm faith, and firm faith means this ever-increasing feeling that just by doing bhakti, everything else is done. I don't have to do anything else. Shraddha shakti vishvas pahi, supridha nishchoy, very firm determination, Krishna bhakti koya, sarva karma krita hoy, sarva karma, all other karmas, all other activities, krita hoy, they're all completed because I do bhakti. So this feeling like it's all in the hearing and chanting. Therefore, I divert my time, my energy, my attention towards this process. Concentration on Krishna, one way or another. I'm not missing anything. Vedeshu, yageshu, tapasu, chayva, dameshu, yatunya, kalampa, ishtam, adyeti, tatsarvi, nandaripa, yagikanam, stam, haiti, karyam. Krishna says in the last verse of the 8th chapter that the devotee is not concerned with so many adjustments in the material world. It's a constant process of adjusting. My mother had a theory. She passed away a few years ago, but she imparted me with a theory before she did, and it's called the jiggle factor. And she said, everything in this world has to be jiggled before it works. Just like in the room, that was staying, number 53, the door handle fell off. So I had to get it to work, I had to jiggle it back on there. And technology, it looks like it should work. It comes out in a nice package, it all silvery box, computer. But there's always something, you know, that's amiss. And I found out too, because I live in Silicon Valley, all the devotees there, so many of them are engaged in software development, and a lot of them are engaged in fixing bugs that they do all day long. Millions of them, just fixing what's wrong. Anyway, if I become caught up in that, it's a process of constant adjustment to try to become happy in the world. And through the Vedas, people try for elevation, Vedeshu, Yajnesu, through Yajna, Prapasu, austerity, Dhaneshu, Yakumya, Palam, Pratishtam. I can concern myself with so many stopgap measures for positioning myself in a place where I can become stable and happy. But a person like Maharaj Parikshit has completely understood that there's no other place to be except hearing from Sri Aurobindo Goswami. Another a great example of the hearing process, if I can mention. Mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam about Shukadeva Goswami. Shukadeva Goswami stayed in the room for 16 years because he was a completely self-realized soul and didn't want to come out. We sang that song this morning. Jeev jago, orajandra bode, kota nidra dao maya, pisha chirata. Bhulya, bhulya eshe, samshara vitare. The Lord is reminding us that you made a promise when you were in the womb, because Lord Kapiladeva says that in the womb, the living energy, when he becomes fortunate, he's able to have darshan with the Lord, and he realizes I'm in a terrible situation. I'm caught in this huge wheel of karma, and I can't get out. I'm overwhelmed by it. And although he's suffering intensely within the womb, he actually relishes that. Because in that state of intense suffering of the womb, he has the wherewithal to call out to Krishna. And he actually feels some solace. And he prays, don't let me come out into this world. Well, Shukadeva Goswami is not a conditioned soul. Yet, while he was within the womb, completely liberated, he didn't want to come out because he was afraid of Maya. He didn't want to become influenced in any way, so he figured he could stay in the room. So Krishna had to come personally and say, you can come out. Srila Vyasadeva, Krishna, you come tell him. He won't listen to me. So finally, after 16 years, he came out of the womb. Yam karachantam anupetam apetipritam vaipayano vira akartara adhima. He took off running. He didn't want anything to do with household life. He didn't want anything to do with any mother and father or any brahminical initiation. He just ran away as soon as he was born. And Srila Vyasadeva, the great incarnation of God, ran after him to try to bring him back. And he called out to his son. And only the trees echoed in response to the bereaved father. Shukadeva went to the forest and was happy meditating in the forest in a state of undifferenced monism. In other words, he made a distinction between one thing and another. He wasn't attracted to any variety of this material world. Impersonal, completely even view, Brahman conception. So Vyasadeva had a plan to bring him back. And he sent some of his disciples, some say a woodcutter, out into the forest while they were going out to cut wood. And he gave them shlokas from the Srimad Bhagavatam to recite in the forest. And so they called out, they would sing out these verses. And Shukadeva Goswami, sitting in a perfect state of Brahman realization, heard the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, Aho Bhakyam Sanakala Bhutam. And because of that, he became energized. And his mind became agitated to hear more. But he was already beyond any material condition. So later on in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and he came back. He came back to hear the Bhagavatam of his father, to learn, to hear this sound vibration of the Srimad Bhagavatam from his father. Later on, the sages of Nagasaranya wanted to know, why did he come back? What attracted him? And it's described, Ikam Bhuto Manohari. He was attracted because this sound vibration of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Itam Bhagavatam Nama Puram Brahmasamika, it's non-different from Krishna. Itam Bhuta Gunahari has the same quality as Krishna. And therefore, his mind is attracted. Because it's of a higher nature. Itam Aparamas, Aparamas Tumuneo, Nigranta Apyukame, near Nigranta. They're not tied to this material world, but a knot of karma. And they're also, Nigranta, Granta means book, they're also beyond books. But even there, they're attracted to this book, the Srimad Bhagavatam, because it's non-different from Krishna. And when he heard that, he became carried away, and he wanted to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, anyway, Shranta, it means, really, as we advance, the more we advance, the more our faith is reposed in the idea that just by, and our activities are reposed in the hearing process. But just by doing this, and engaging in Krishna service, my life is perfect. I'm completely satisfied. It's not theoretical either, Bhagavatam says. Bhakti Parishanu Bhava Viraktirani Kantraisha Trika Ekaka Prapadyamanasi Etasana Has Tushti Kushti Shuddha Parinu Dasam. Bhagavatam says, Karavajan Muni says, it's just like eating food. When you are starving and someone gives you a nice meal, you partake of that meal and you get nourishment, satisfaction, and eradication of hunger. Kushti, kushti. Nourishment, satisfaction, and shuddha ahaneo. It means with every bite, your hunger goes away. So he's comparing that to the process of bhakti. By surrendering to Krishna and hearing, then bhakti parishana bhava, you get bhakti, the natural state of the heart awakens. And you also anubhava, you see for yourself, you see Krishna for yourself. And most importantly, virakti, most important evidence, because someone can say, I saw Krishna for myself, and I have bhakti. But virakti means you become detached from everything that's not connected to Krishna, naturally, by the surrender process in bhakti, which entails directing one's hearing process to Krishna. I had one day on a walk in San Francisco, I noticed along all of the drain pipes, there's storm drains everywhere, where the water can run off through the gutters, and along every one of them, all over the Bay Area, within, you know, about a 50-mile radius, there's little signs on those storm drains that say, no dumping, drains to bay. Because everything you pour down the drain, that runs off from your car, or from your lawn, or whatever, it goes down there, or if you dump something in there, eventually it ends up in the bay. San Francisco Bay. It's very polluted because of all these things, all the runoff from all the people, golf courses, people pouring stuff down there. So when I saw that, I thought of no dumping, drains to bay. And I wrote something about how if anything that you dump in here, you think, oh, it's no big deal. It's a big deal, actually. It's a really big deal what goes in here. Kali Yuga is very difficult too. Everywhere now there's a good television. It doesn't matter where you go. You stand in line at the supermarket. You do this in America, I don't know about here, but you have to have a TV to keep you busy, I guess. And on the airline now too, like I was standing at the back of the plane coming over here and I looked out and I was thinking, how can people tolerate this? Sitting for so long, and then I saw all the little lights. Every seat has this little glowing light. There's no air there, there's no room to move, and, you know, it's horrible, but the light is there, and you can sit and watch and listen to to that sound vibration. But it's all dumping, it goes in, and then it ends up in here. And then, yam yam bhakti smaran bhavam, tatat yam te kalevam, tam tam yaiti kompeyam sadatat bhava bhakta. It creates our feeling, and at the time of death, that feeling takes us to the next body. So the devotees restrict their hearing. They restrict their hearing to hearing about Krishna. because they know the effect. It's cleaning out the heart.
Do you have a question? Or somebody has a
question? Yes. Prabhupada, I was wondering in the translation it says that those who hear and who engage in the culture of Krishna consciousness very soon see the Lord face to face. And then in the Gita also, Krishna said they very quickly come. So I was wondering what type of time period is Krishna speaking about here? How soon will we see?
Well, you know the famous Swami in his kind of Vishnu Jana? Mm-hmm. Vishnu Jana Swami used to say, the distance we have come is much further than the distance we have to go. In other words, we've come through so many, anani karma. We've been in the material world since immemorial time. And it's practically, Rosh Chaitanya says, the greatest fortune, like logs floating endlessly on a river. And then one log floats up on the bank somehow or other. It's like a living energy. Somehow or other comes to Krishna consciousness. And so considering that amount of time, the amount of time which is coming towards Krishna is very short, actually. And when we wait very long, actually, we see people all the time who hear the holy names. For instance, everyone's going on Haryanam Sankirtan today, and so many people will walk by, and they may hear the chanting for the first time in their life. And Rupa Goswami says in one of his poems, the Namashtakam, Yadabhaso Pyutyam Kavalita Bhava Dvanta Vibhavo Risham Tattam Dhanam Vidishiti Bhakti Priyanyam, that hearing the holy name, even if someone is in complete darkness, blinded by ignorance, if they hear that name, it actually can awaken bhakti within their heart. Yadabhaso Pyutyam, even the dim reflection of the holy name, It takes away all the darkness. Drisham tapandhan, someone who's tapandhan, means they're blind to the truth. They don't know anything. Drisham, they can see it. Drisham tapandhan, api, dishiti bhakti pranayam. Bhakti actually awakens within their heart. By the holy name, that's how powerful this chanting is. So immediately we see people start dancing and experiencing some happiness. We interviewed some people after we've had Haryanam Sankirtan in Palo Alto, and some of the people said, I don't know what it is, but I really like it. Mm-hmm. Every time they come down here, I hear it. We saw a group of college students, I think they were on the corner drinking and having a good time or something, and we went by with the Haryanam, and they were sort of half mocking, but half worshiping the holy name. When we went by, they were going like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they were really intoxicated by the name. And they knew to sort of,
do worship signs and everything.
So immediately they start doing that. And Rupa Goswami says in the Nectar Devotion, he mentions the first benefits of taking to devotional service, which means that it's the beginning of all auspiciousness. And that means as soon as one takes to the process, then one feels this happiness. It immediately puts one in transcendental pleasure. And the sins of many lifetimes are eradicated. So, in the beginning, there's shraddha. Somebody gets this faith, and that's a very exciting time. And when someone awakens to this, adal shraddha means somehow or other they've collected within their heart enough sukriti, bhakti mukhi sukriti, so that they become attracted to devotional service. And people in that state, it's very exciting actually. The first time they see it and they recognize, this is for me. Their intelligence is awakened, their spiritual intelligence is awakened. So, very quickly that happens, right? You meet people and they're awakened. So, Adel Sharda in that period. And then Tathasa Sangha, then they approach devotees. I remember the first time that I met devotees, first time I saw them. I used to see them all the time in Berkeley, chanting. But when I found out that I wanted to be one of them, I couldn't wait to see them again. And I remember just even outside the temple, I saw them walk by. I was overcome, actually. One devotee who was a prophet disciple named Shiva, who was who visited our temple for Srila Prabhupada's Vyasaputta, said that he first came to Krishna consciousness when he was following a macrobiotic diet, and he was at a health food store buying some brown rice. Very boring life. And as he was doing that, at the counter buying that, three devotees came down the street in saffron and they were chanting. And he didn't even see them, actually. He just saw the flash of saffron and he heard a couple bars of the Hare Krishna mantra. And he asked the cashier, "What was that?" And the cashier said, "Oh, they're nonsense. This is, you know." And he immediately felt offended by the cashier. Just in that quick second, Sarvasanga, Sarvasanga, Sarvashastikoi, Lavamati, Sarvasanga, Sarvasiddhikoi, in a second, in the half, Lavamatra, 12, 14, 8, 9, something in a second, he became, you know, Siddhi, perfect, in an instant. And just by the hearing two bars of the Hare Krishna mantra and seeing the saffron flash by. And from that moment on, he wanted to chase after and find the devotees. He had to find them. He gave up the macrobiotic diet. Representative of the rock material life. So in a second, that transformation can take place by the sound, just by hearing one bar of Hare Krishna. The mind can become immediately liberated and run after. Then, of course, when we start the process, the dosha, the tasa, the sun, the bhajana kriya, means we take it seriously. Now I take a vow, and now the cleaning begins. Because even Narada Muni, when he was a child, he went away from home, left his mother after she died, left his home after his mother died, and he sat down once in the lonely forest, and Krishna revealed himself, and he went into ecstasy. And then Krishna disappeared, and mechanically he tried to get the vision back again, and Krishna says, "Not again, not in this lifetime, you're not perfect yet, you're going to have to work for it." So this bhajana kriya means we begin our work, the cleansing work. And sometimes in the beginning, Krishna gives a free sample. Like in Chicago, when I used to work downtown Chicago, all the time they come out with the release of a new candy bar. And the candy bars that they give out and the samples they got. This is it. And I remember there was a girl, and she'd wear this thing in the front that held all the candy bars, and people would line up for about two blocks, and she'd hand out the samples. And then they'd come back to give me another one, she said, "Go buy it." So Krishna gives away a free sample. You know, here's the mantra, and there's an enlightenment, and then very quickly it comes. But then we come and say, "Okay, I want another one." And he says, "Okay, you want the candy bar? You got to work for it." So then that goes through the process of anarcha nivritti, which there's anisha, and it means unsteadiness, and it feels very rocky, it feels very difficult. I'm in between. I know where I should be. And I know where I shouldn't be, but I'm not in either place. Therefore, I'm struggling along. But then coming to Nishta, one gets a firm standing in devotional service, and it improves to a ruchi. So it goes on. But my point is that it's instantaneous, and then it's ever-increasing happiness as we continue on the process. Go pray on the day of the
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.